Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch bar.
We are here to talk desserts this week because Caroline is trying to sell me on the idea that people don't eat mince pies anymore. But Caroline, I'll have you know, someone just tweeted me, Sarah, thank you Sarah, and she said, I work in a bakery and they absolutely fly out every day. Can't keep them on the shelves. So there you go, Caroline. People love mince pies. Stop, I don't know who you're working for, Big Chocolate or something, trying to convince people that mince pies aren't as popular anymore. But they are.
This is an Louise, intervention.
Who, Louise,
now.
Who's Big Chocolate?
You know, like Big Pharma.
Yeah, it is a real thing.
But Caroline's larger point, I'm being facetious, of course. Caroline's larger point was that people aren't as into some of the traditional desserts anymore. Like marzipan used to be a big thing in Christmas dessert, and TG, it's not anymore, to be honest. Wouldn't be for me now. And that's like Christmas cakes, Christmas puddings and stuff. Although I still love a Christmas pudding.
Oh, I think everyone still adores all of the old school stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do. You do.
I do. I love Christmas pudding so much that between the ages, I think, of about 13 and 18, my mum made Christmas pudding for my birthday in April.
Wow.
And the first year, I was so confused because I was like, so the 11th of April, and I'm like, why are all these random Christmas ingredients in the house? And why does it smell like Christmas? And I'm like,
no,
I don't know.
Hers is alcohol-free.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Only a touch of booze in it.
Yeah.
Very, very little. And I
love
it.
You're not getting locked off a Christmas pudding, are you?
But sometimes you can.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. Not can, boozy. But, you know, some people are like a bit, you know,
heavy
on the measurements.
Ever had it fried?
No.
Oh, my God. Fried Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
It is custard.
Okay.
It is a revelation. It's warm.
Uh-huh.
It's like slightly.
I want it warm.
Yeah.
Warm is important.
It's like slightly crispy on the outside. It is just the nicest thing ever.
Now, I'm going to ask a question here, and I think I know the answer. Are we frying it in butter?
We are frying it in real Irish butter,
yes.
As much as you can find. No. Yes.
Block of Kerrygold on the pan, and then potentially deep fry it.
And then
it, yeah.
Add one thin sliver. No. But if you are averse to it, I think you can. I think Christmas is all about keeping things easy, and it's about having the things that you like.
Yeah.
So, do
what you want.
Yeah.
Do what you want. We always say
everything
that.
Everything out of the window.
Make your own rules for Christmas. We could have a whole discussion on this because we hosted Christmas for the first time last year, and that was our rule, was make it easy for yourself.
Yeah.
Make it easy for you in the kitchen and what you're buying and what you can store. Now, Christmas Day, I don't know how many people struggle to get to dessert.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't.
I really do, but I
you mean you're too full?
Yeah, so I normally have to have dessert really, really, really late.
Yeah, well, I would wait. I would take a break before dessert, for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you want to enjoy it and also pack it in.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But it all depends on the time that you eat at as well.
Yeah.
Because some people have a habit of eating very early in the day, other people very late in the day.
Yeah.
And my family were a little bit... until I took over, we're a bit late in the day and it wasn't ideal for the dessert situation.
Us Hanlons often have quite a few of them, so it's kind of a, okay, I'll have a small slice of absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a
buffet
plate of stuff.
An assiette of desserts.
An assiette of Christmas favourites. But I mean...
But when it comes to like a mince pie... What's wrong with a mince pie?
Nothing.
It's handheld.
Nothing.
It's a handheld delight.
But I think, you know, when we're talking about Christmas Day desserts, like, you know, the mince pie at that point, you might have one with your tea after your dessert. It's not the main event.
Oh, not absolutely,
so, absolutely not.
Let's talk about the main events. What are your recommendations?
So when it comes to making things a little bit easier, we encourage a lot of things about making ahead when it comes to Christmas desserts, okay? You don't want, the oven is already full with a bird and a ham and everything like that. So you want to make it a lot easier. So making ahead things, anything from cheesecakes, yule logs, bread and butter puddings, all those types of things can be made in advance and just heated through later on Christmas Day itself. I love a bread and butter pudding.
Me too.
Like so much.
I would have it every evening if I could. It's just so comforting and warm and easy.
Yeah. And it's also a great way of using up leftover breads. And I use the word breads because it doesn't have to just be white bread and sliced white pan. It can be croissants, pain au chocolat, brioche.
Like, yeah,
it is Christmas.
I don't know about you, but all of my houses are, all of my houses. My house is always full of leftover pain au chocolat and brioche.
And also what we often do, you know what, at Christmas you'd go, oh, I'm going to buy a panettone. And then you,
and it's hardly ever eaten.
You just look at it for about a month and a half going, when am I going to eat that? It's February
I don't
now.
Get the panettone thing. It's an Italian, is it a bread or a cake?
It's a cake.
Okay.
It's a cake. It's enriched and it's yeasted and it's like huge. But
it makes
I think it's hardly ever eaten. So add it in to a pudding.
Because it already has the fruit and flavours and already going through
okay,
it.
Okay, so any kind of bread, light cake that you have hanging around the place, you can lash it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to be really extra, I don't know if you follow Eric Matthews from Chapter 1 on Instagram. He made a bread and butter pudding a couple of weeks back and he weighted it in the fridge so it basically became compressed. I swear to God. It was
so chefy.
So chefy, but my God, very achievable in the home kitchen too. It was sublime looking.
Okay.
So if you want to go extra, there's that. If you want to go very, very simple, Nigella Express has a croissant bread and butter pudding that is sublime.
Okay.
Do that for Christmas.
Half an hour.
Okay.
A Yule log or a bûche de Noël. Have you ever made one of those?
No.
Oh my God.
It's essentially a Swiss roll.
Don't tell the French.
Well, it's like a style of a Swiss roll.
Okay.
If you're Irish. And it's really, really easy. And I think at Christmas it's kind of a showstopper, but it's easy. Easily
and
achievable as well.
Kids would really like that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It's chocolate. It's covered in chocolate.
Like chocolate frosting. So basically you make a Swiss roll and then you get a knife, cut it at an angle, put it to the side and wow, look, it looks like a log. Fantastic.
Amazing.
It's instantly transformed. And if you want to go really extra, loads of icing sugar.
Yeah.
While we talk about icing sugar, I'll finish this off first though. Berries, all the icing, and it will look very, very pretty. Icing sugar. Ever heard Fanny Craddock?
Yes.
Yes, you have. But
yes, you have. Probably from us last year. So Fanny Craddock was essentially a home cook, a TV chef of the 70s.
And even prior.
She was a huge fan of covering everything in
icing sugar.
I have nothing but respect for this.
Yes.
You'll lose it now.
As in sweet and savoury.
I am still with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
There is an episode of Fanny Craddock Cooks Christmas. They're only 10 minutes long. They're on YouTube, I think, as
a
well.
A few of them. In grainy quality, but well worth
it.
Because
it was the 70s. But there is a mincemeat omelette.
Hang on. When we're saying mincemeat, we mean the fruit.
Yes.
The fruit.
Why is it called mincemeat? It's very confusing.
It was once meat.
Okay.
So
actually, I think I learned that from an old episode of Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
It was once. And
so
then,
thankfully, it's not anymore because...
Not very pleasant.
Okay.
But she makes a mincemeat omelette and that's probably a bit too far for Caroline in particular because I don't think you'd enjoy that. But she also, a very simple thing of just making like tartlets in a tart tin, a flan tin type of thing and making a mincemeat tart like that. So you end up having, we do this actually every year, instead of having that layer of pastry on top that can be quite heavy, it actually means you just get a mouthful of the mincemeat filling instead of crumbly
pastry.
Yeah,
it's in a like open.
If that's what you prefer.
Okay.
Open tart.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and cheesecakes you're recommending as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basque cheesecake in particular.
That's baked, right?
Oh, yes.
That's baked.
Okay.
Yeah, and
explain.
It's like full of eggs, cream cheese, cream, sugar. So it's quite indulgent, but it's easily made. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was our excuse for making it a couple of weeks back?
It's easily made ahead of time as well. So it could be done, you know, Christmas Eve easily. And it's airy, it's light, but it's also really, really rich as well.
We have a beautiful recipe for one and we recommend that you put some sherry on top, which is very Christmassy
Splash
as well.
It on.
Just before serving.
It's how it's eaten in Spain, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. Yeah.
And otherwise, a cheesecake is great because, again, you just bash up some biscuits, you make your cream cheese, you do your flavours. What about, like, strawberry, Malteser cheesecakes people do?
Alcohol.
Or Biscoff.
Yes. Biscoff is having a moment, isn't it? A Biscoff spread.
Now, God.
That tastes like the biscuits that you get with coffee, right?
Yeah, at the hairdressers. Yeah.
And it's spreadable. I mean, it's the most genius invention ever. And I think it's in our kitchen year round, as I just can have it on absolutely anything.
Okay.
But it's great with cheesecake.
Okay. Yeah. And I see that you're suggesting the humble pavlova as well, which I have to say is the McSharry dessert choice of any and all occasion.
Of course it's perfect, is. It's easy.
It's like the only thing that they can make, I think.
It's easy.
They're probably listening. And yes, I said that as a dig.
Everyone enjoys it though. It's fresh.
Oh, I mean, it's delicious.
And light. Yeah.
And it's light.
And sweet.
My dad has been known to make a second one just for him and my sister. Like,
clever.
Once before the event, before we had the dessert pavlova, the second pavlova had already been eaten. That's the McSharries are serious about pavlova.
I love that.
Wow, so like maybe even a starter pavlova.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the great thing about doing pavlova is, and I'm not sure about a lot of people, we often would make recipes that would say an egg yolk here and no egg white type of thing. So let's say we're making sauces or mayos and all of that. That's just because we're quite into the kitchen type of thing.
Are we?
Apparently. But if you ever have egg whites, you can freeze them.
Okay.
And if you have a collection of frozen egg whites in the freezer, it's a great opportunity at Christmas then to use them up.
Okay, right. So if you're using a yolk in another recipe, so then how are we freezing them?
In a freezer bag. In a bag. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just defrost them and then you can use them. They're not going to be as perfect as a fresh egg, but it'll do the job. Yeah. It'll make a meringue.
Do they work for cocktails?
I would.
I love it. You were both going to say different things.
I have to come back on that.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
It's just the type of thing we'd never say, I'm going to have a whiskey sour. I'll take that
out of the freezer
and I'll have it tomorrow morning. You know,
it isn't as like, oh, yum.
I doubt it, though.
But good for meringues.
Great for meringues,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is great. Yeah. That's a really good tip.
We should know because Patrick adores adding eggs to cocktails.
Well, yeah.
Oh my God, it's like your signature.
I love a foam.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
And of course, there will be people who are not sweet people.
No way.
And those people might want cheese. Yes. So I often find a cheese board kind of intimidating because I don't want to just go and buy. I'm always afraid I won't buy the right cheeses.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to get the right cheeses and I want everyone to be happy. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of cheese out there.
Oh, there's a lot.
There's so much cheese. And I think all of us enjoy a cheese. Mm-hmm. So either if it's after a sweet or even after your main, it has its place.
It actually is quite nice to have after the main. It's actually very traditional to have it after
it's
the main.
So it's
a pre-dessert in a way. It's quite nice. When it comes to picking them, pick the ones that you enjoy, that you know and enjoy, and start from there.
And don't worry about being fancy.
Not at all.
I think a lot of people might. I often try to recommend avoiding the kind of pre-mixed, pre-packed things because there's always one cheese that you just don't like and it will always go to waste. Get ones that you will enjoy, and especially Irish cheeses. Yeah. Hello, they're some of the best around. If you like blue, obviously you've got Cashel Blue, but there's also one called Young Buck from Belfast.
Now,
that one is a raw milk cheese.
You have to be into blue cheese for that one. So if you aren't, I would probably keep to Cashel Blue. But
then there's another one called Kylemore cheese out in Loughrea in Galway. And it
stunning.
It is like a Comté style. It's an Alpine style cheese. And it is 100% heavenly.
You can really get any kind of cheese from Ireland now, can't you?
Absolutely.
So there's really no need to be buying cheese from France or wherever.
Go to Sheridan's and it is a treasure trove of Irish and international
And that's
cheeses.
Not to say that the French and Italian cheeses aren't great, because they are, and they are some of the best in the world, but we have so many great ones here in Ireland, so why not?
Yeah, no, I'm not shading their cheeses. I'm just saying buy Irish ones.
Yeah.
Well, he's already called Bouche de Noël Swiss roll, so, you know.
In fairness.
You're right, though. I suppose the beauty is, as well, because Dunn's have introduced Sheridan's cheese counters to so many of their stores around the country, lots of people have access to expertise because I know their staff are really well trained.
Oh, my God.
As well.
Incredible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So don't be like me. If you're intimidated, just go in and ask. My husband, famously, one year was going in to buy cheese for a cheese board and had such a beautiful experience of buying cheese. This was in Fallon and Burn now, that the man at the cheese counter came out from behind the counter to give him a hug at the end. Yeah, we recently had a moment of sadness when we realised that that would not happen.
That can't happen.
That is so beautiful, though.
Next year, we'll be hugging the cheese men once again.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.